So in terms of clearing the toward away conflicts, there's a couple of things that we can do. When we do our Breakthrough to Success seminar, we release the major negative emotions, anger and sadness and fear and guilt, and we get rid of some limiting decisions. We get rid of two limiting decisions usually in that weekend. And we've done that with thousands of people. And when we do that seminar, we find that 80 to 90% of the people say that a significant portion to all of their away froms disappear simply by releasing the major negative emotions and releasing two limiting decisions. Right? Now, that's not to say that they couldn't go out and begin focusing on things in a negative way and so on and so forth and create more negativity. That is saying that we can clear them out there, and then what we ask people to do is to focus. We give them the three things necessary to create long-term change. Okay, the three things necessary, and we'll go over that later in this seminar again as well, but they need to take action, they need to focus on what they want, and which could include enforcing boundaries. They need to release them, then they need to take action, and then they need to focus on what they want. And taking action could include enforcing boundaries. We'll go deeper into that a little bit later. But we find that just by getting rid of the major negative emotions. So one of the interventions that you could use, and one of the first interventions when you notice the away froms, is you could assist them in releasing the major negative emotions, anger, sadness, fear, guilt, and then releasing any limiting decisions that would lie inside the context of their career as well. And then if you re-elicited the values after your intervention and re-elicited the toward and away froms, you may find that a significant portion of the away froms would disappear just as a result of doing that, just getting rid of limiting decisions. You could actually do just about any intervention inside of NLP, including precision repatterning, releasing the major negative emotions, releasing limiting decisions, doing re-imprinting, and we're going to get into re-imprinting. Some of you have learned how to do that already. Do a re-imprinting, do a change personal history, clearing stuff from the past, releasing things like that, anchoring techniques even. You could do just most of the interventions that you do. Afterwards, you may find that a significant portion of the away froms will disappear after doing those types of interventions, especially the ones that deal with the past. Timeline, re-imprinting, change personal history. Release limiting decisions, change beliefs. Those types of interventions will oftentimes cause the away froms to disappear. It's mostly precision repatterning, all the stuff that deals with the past, which could include timeline, releasing major negative emotions. Which could include re-imprinting, which we'll learn later. Could include change personal history. Could include changing beliefs and changing, what was the last thing I said? Change personal history could do it as well. Those types of things, the reason why those techniques are effective is because when we look at focus, the components of our focus are the pictures, the sounds, the feelings, the tastes, the smells, and the self-talk. It's a combination of those things that are causing the away from component. So when we get rid of negative emotions, that's going to be a major portion of that away from component. Right? If we go back and we do a re-imprinting where we re-imprint the past, that also gets rid of negative charge on things. When we change a belief, does that not change the internal representations inside our mind and body? Yeah. A belief is a possibility filter. When we change a belief, when we do a belief change, that changes the internal representations that we have. So we'll make new pictures. We'll make new sounds, feelings. Yeah.
One thing I noticed is I did relationships is that so much of the motivation direction is most definitely based on past experience.
Right. Right.
And unable to avoid the away.
Cool.
You know? And I can trust that I'm like, I'm not gonna say anything negative about this thing that I've come out of my mouth.
Good. I'm glad you trusted your unconscious mind, and I'm glad you went with what came out.
Because it was not what I wanted to say.
Good, 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 good. That to me says commitment to the technique. That to me says somebody who's not going to smoke screen or dodge the issue or, you know, because people do that as well. And that to me says that you're... Exactly. Exactly. When I notice somebody doing what specifically?
Well, like what I was trying to do was say things that I knew were doing towards it, and yet I couldn't.
Right.
From my own personal reference, I couldn't.
But if I notice somebody trying to dodge the issue or smoke screen or say positive things and...
When you know in fact that, or I mean, how do you pick up indicators from them that that's what they're doing?
What I'll do is I'll look at the sum total of everything that's happening in my communications with them, and then I'll say, oh, there's something going on. You'll notice people do that in techniques in NLP classes. Like, remember when we did the parts integration and we noticed that some people, rather than dealing with the issue of breaking through the boundaries, they jump up and they go world peace and they go dissociated. And remember when we talked about that? And then I said, oh, you say, what would world peace do for you? That's a smokescreen. That's a dodge. They're like, they just don't want to deal with it. So they go, oh, world peace.
They're not dodging practitioners.
They're dodging themselves. Absolutely. So, now, absolutely. They're always dodging. I mean, that would always be a dodge to themselves or a smokescreen to themselves. Now, people will do that. Now, that's an example of, hey, I don't want to deal with this. I'll go over here. Now, that's we'll see people do that in exercises as well, and that's when I was talking about commitment to an exercise. We'll see people do that in an exercise where they go, they'll play it half-heartedly because they don't really want to deal with the issue at hand. So... not any of us, because we've talked about commitment and stuff, but I've seen people do that. Now in here, if somebody's talking and I get the sense that they're going, and I'm going, there's some stuff under there. I'm going to stick with them a little bit. I'm going to probe a little more. I'm going to say, okay, how else, why? The easiest way to get that is to keep saying why else. Then what I'll do is I'll coach them a little bit and I'll say, now go inside. I want you to, and I'll even go through this. I'll talk them through this if I feel that I need to. In which case, if I feel that they're just putting positive words out there because they feel some people just feel it's the right thing to do, or they're in denial. They'll say, well, okay, not me. I think positively. Well,
I should
think positively. And that to me is denial. That's where we're using positive words, yet underneath we've got negative emotions and so on and so forth. So then I'll say, okay, I really want you to pay attention to all of these things. Because we could use positive words and remember, the language is just a representation of what's happening inside of them. So language will give us a clue, but there could be more going on inside. So I'll say at this point, I'll coach them, I'll say, I want you to pay attention to the pictures. I want you to pay attention to the sounds, the feelings, the tastes, the smells, the self-talk, everything that's going on inside of you. If you say a positive thing, but you make a negative picture, like you're picturing the worst possible circumstance when you think of loyalty in a relationship, that's an away from component. If you get a negative emotion in your body, like maybe you're saying positive words and you're making positive pictures, but you feel fear about your ability to really have that in a relationship, that's an away from. If you hear the sound of your ex-partner's voice saying, I'm out of here, you know, that's an away from. All of those things are, and what I'll do is I'll detail for them and I'll explain to them what an away from component on that really is. And that helps them sometimes, because sometimes it's not something that they're doing purposefully or consciously in terms of switching it to the positive. Sometimes it's just that they don't really understand. They haven't fully comprehended what I'm saying, and we've got all the personal, all the positive thinking stuff out there says, hey, think positive.
And
right. I'm going to say positive things.
My unconscious does no difference between the positive and negative, therefore if I say it, then I'm going to integrate it. That's
right.
Not necessarily true.
Right. So saying things is part of it, but it's only a fifth of what we got going on. We got the feelings, we got the sounds, we got the pictures, the taste, the smells, the self-talk. All of those are aspects and components of our focus. And that's why if maybe this away from is just the feeling of negativity. Maybe there's positive pictures, sounds, feelings, tastes, smells. We're talking positively, but that feeling is there. Or maybe it's a combination of two or three. Or maybe it's a combination of all of them.